Preach fast if you listen fast, and I always tell our folks the reason it gets long because you don't listen fast enough. That's just the way it is. And the Bible says in verse 20, Genesis chapter number 1, and God said, that sure is a blessing right there, ain't it? Just to know we got a God that talks to us. He said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, fill the waters and the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. You can be seated tonight. Thank you for reverencing the Word of God. I don't know how many of y'all have ever heard Brother Donnie Farmer. You know Brother Donnie Farmer up in West Virginia area, I believe. But Brother Donnie, I believe if you're ever going to use something someone else has used, kind of give credit where credit's due, man. But back in the early 2000s, I heard Brother Donnie preach a message about birds. He used about the ostrich bird, and he talked about it one night in a meeting, and he talked about another bird, the hummingbird. And I got the other night in my study, I was looking and reading about these fowl, and it just dawned on me. So I contacted Brother Donnie, and I wanted to know if he had on file the message or something that I could, that would help me build something along those lines, because it's quite interesting, some things that the characteristics of this particular bird. Because I got to noticing God was a bird man. He's interested in birds. And he's a bird watcher. We got some, anybody in here watch birds? You got bird feeders and things in your yard. I've never been much of one till here recently. But I noticed the Lord told us when that sparrow falls that the Lord knows. Amen. And even as worthless it seems as they are to us, and even those that were selling them in that day, that God was interested in one of them sparrows fail. I sure am glad God's interested in those that there's some that live in the high life, and there's some that nobody even knows who we are, but God's interested in us. Amen. He's interested in this, in Liberty Baptist Church over here in Bowden, Georgia. God, you ought to be glad God knows who you are and where you are. But all through the Bible, that dove in the Bible is used as symbolic of the Holy Ghost of God. It's that you see that dove represented when Jesus was baptized, and it said the Spirit descended in the form of a dove, and you had the Lord God reach over heaven's balcony and say, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hey, I love it when the dove shows up. Amen. I love it when he flutters. Amen. I like it when he flies around and loops, flips in my soul. Amen. I like going to where the Holy Ghost of God is. I like seeing him squeeze tears out and, amen, get us to where we about ready to flap and fly out of here. But God also says some things about ravens. He says some things about eagles. I like eagles. I like their strength. I like how they fly. I like the characteristics of an eagle. I like that they got that shield over their eyes, that when they may be under attack, that they can fly directly into the sun. Amen. The predator can't do it. The one that's chasing them. But thank God, amen, we got access tonight to the Lord. We can go straight to Him. But He compares the children of Israel to an ostrich. An ostrich. An ostrich is a mighty big bird, probably the largest bird that there is. An ostrich bird, it doesn't really have a song. He really is a wanderer. It doesn't have anywhere to call home. It just wanders around. Kind of Israel was like that. They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. They really don't have a song to sing. There's not a lot about them that it's real spiritual. And I know they're God's people tonight. But when you get to thinking, if God has birds that symbolizes this and that, you wonder if there's anything, any bird that you could look at some of their characteristics and see the church. in this bird. Well, I came along and thinking about this hummingbird. And I know some of you is going to say, really? Man, you're going to preach about a hummingbird? Man, I don't want to get too carried away for some of you call me liberal and crazy, but there's some characteristics tonight about, I promise you, some of you will go buy a hummingbird feeder after tonight's service. I did. I bought two. So when I'm eating in the kitchen, I can watch, and when I'm watching television, I can look out the window and see the oven. But I was interested in these hummingbirds because they have some interesting characteristics that would simply kind of identify them and as a comparison about them and the church. And I want to mention first some things about their nest. Some things about their nest. Now, I don't know how many of you in here ever seen a hummingbird nest. Anybody ever seen one? Surely some or one or two of you in here have. When you go out in the woods today or tonight or when you go hunting somewhere along the way, or some of you may go shining. Amen. Anybody do that in Baton, Georgia? And when you go, you're not going to see one big old nest where all the hummingbirds congregate together. See, the ostrich will do that. And they'll all lay their eggs in one nest and they'll live together. But not the hummingbird. When you look at it like the church, there's a bunch of hummingbird nests all over the woods. You can't see them just by looking around. And you look at the local church. Thank God there's some churches all around. Not just, we don't all meet at the same place. But these hummingbird nests, they're no bigger than maybe a key wide. And they're about the size of a quarter, Brother Ken. And that's all they are. They're not real deep. But that's the nest. It's a little old bitty thing. Thank God for the local church. Little old places all over the world. Amen. Where folk like you and me, amen, are welcome in. Amen. Where folk like us can congregate together. But check this out. Amen. Do you know what hummingbirds make their nest out of? Now, you can go online. You'll find this on the internet. I'm sorry. But that's where I got a lot of facts about the hummingbird and try to compare that with Scripture. But the hummingbird nest, it's made of what they call lichen. It's a bunch of mossy stuff. It grows on the side of trees. And the stuff that actually, it'll kill the tree over time. It'll disease the tree. And it becomes to a point of where it's no good. It'll ruin that whole tree. And they'll use thistles. A thistle down. And it's a negative connotation. You remember in the book of Genesis where the Lord told Adam that you'll plow the field, work the fields, and there'll be thorns and thistles. They use these things to build their nest that nobody's interested in. And bud husk, scales, you know what that is? It's after the flower has bloomed and it's the leftover stuff that's on the ground. What are you getting at, preacher? I'm saying none of us are interested in the lichen on trees. None of us are interested in thistle down. As a matter of fact, we walk all over it. We walk all over the bud scales. We walk all over that stuff nobody else wants tonight. But thank God, amen, that little hummingbird uses it for her nest. Thank God, if you remember where you came from, you was dirt and low down in the gutter now. It's trash. A friend lost and undone. I'm a guy. That bird swoops by, Brother Kid, picks it up and takes it to the nest. A friend, you know what she does? She takes it to a tree and she puts it in between the two branches. There in Calvary, that's where Jesus took all my low-down sins and put them on the cross and put me in the church, thank God. Such were. Some of you, some of you still filling me out like I ain't sure about this. But honey, I'm telling you tonight, When you get to reading where you come from and you get to reading your whereabouts and where you originated from and seeing what God's done for you, friend, the Lord came by, took all your sins undeserved. They walked over us. You would have thought, friend, that the Lord would have chose to build His church with millionaires and self-righteous folks and good moral people. But friend, He come, amen, to the fornicator. And the adulterers, of them that were sick, of them that had troubles, of them that had nothing. And thank God He bore our load to Calvary. And He put us inside the nest. Hallelujah, friend. I said, preacher, what's He tie that nest together with? Sure is interesting. I don't know about you hunters. I don't go hunting much. I don't even like, I like walking in the woods. I like going down the creek. About this time of year, though, you'll get to walking and ain't be long as a spider web catch you right in the face. Well, that old hummingbird, know what she does? She swoops in there and she gets a little of that silky spider web and she wraps it around that nest so that she ties everything together so it's expendable, so it can expand. As she lays her eggs and the birds in the nest begin to grow, the nest grows with it. It don't crumble and crack. Thank God we can see it around here. The nest got a little bigger, but the Holy Ghost has held her together. I wrapped her like she ought to be. I say thank God, amen, for the hummingbird nest where God lets us come in together. Takes us up to the tree and places us there in two branches. And I sure am glad I know the Holy Ghost sealed me to the day of redemption. He took me to Calvary, put me in the church, and therefore He sealed me until the day of redemption. I already like the hummingbirds. I like them. They're interesting birds. We're a bunch of scum, and thank God He took us to where we were. Ah, listen to this. You know that mama hummingbird, she gets to making that. You know how she forms that nest? She gets in it first. She puts her chest down in it, and she bows it out, and she pushes, she conforms that nest to her image. What are we doing right now? The Lord's conforming the church to His image, has it not? He says in 1 John chapter 3 that when He comes, amen, we're going to be like Him. Our friend, He's going to conform us to His image. He's the body. Amen, we're just, He's the head of the church. We're the body of Christ. He's forming the church tonight. Oh, honey, I want you to know it ain't committees and programs and organizations and a hierarchy. None, it's a head man. It's the potentate of glory. He's put the nest together. Amen. He's holding it together. You may have good preaching, and I know you do. You got good deacons. You got good men. You got good ladies. But I promise you, outside the Holy Ghost, this place would crumble tonight. Oh, she broods over that nest and pushes it. But then she does this. She gets her wing. While she's in the nest, sorry, brother, but you're the closest one I got. She puts her wing around that nest. I hit you a little too hard right there, no dear. She puts that nest together and wraps it, pushes it tight. And I'm glad I'm under His wing. The Lord's putting everything in place exactly how He wants it. Them other birds look around and say, that little old thing don't mean nothing. That little old bird ain't got no protection. Look at it. It ain't going to stand against anything. That's going to blow out the first storm comes by. Honey, the problem is, you go out in the woods, you get some little old boy. Hey, man, he's out there bird hunting. He's going to see that bird nest, them other bird, and he's going to start shooting at it. How about that hummingbird nest? It's hid in Christ Jesus. Amen. From the book of Genesis to Malachi, the church was a mystery. It was hid. Amen. In God. Today I want you to know the church is a protected being. It's a protected organism. Hey, God's got His eye on the church tonight. Listen, do you realize, hey, we need to try to stay on the outline tonight. Do you realize that it's against the law to even possess one feather of a hummingbird? It's against the law. Somebody said, oh, God, Lord. I got one mounted somewhere. I'm going to tell you something. You better watch it when you start fooling with the church. You ain't got a law. Worry about the law of the United States. You better worry about the Lord's law. Say, this and this. But she broods over. Now these birds. See, it's a miracle. If you've ever seen a hummingbird, these eggs hatch. Always, always you'll find two eggs in a hummingbird nest. Always. You won't find a bunch of them. There's always two. You know, they'll kind of hatch pretty much together. But say if you can look in that, I'm thinking, hey, that's I was born physically. I was born spiritually. I know the Lord came once. He's coming again. Amen. Israel only knows of Him coming the first time. Amen. They don't believe he came. They look, hey, but I know He's coming again, friend. Amen. Amen. I know there's a second birth. There's things that take place. There's a lot of things you can say there. But the fact is, when you get the talking about them eggs, and they come in naked. They come in helpless. They come in with, they're totally dependent on that mama bird. Hey, you ever seen somebody get gloriously born again in the church? They done come in here and God done birthed them into the family, and she stripped them of all that they were. Have they naked? Have they not sure what's taking place? Hey, but listen to this. Hummingbirds, they can't really smell anything, but they got great eyesight. And they say when these hummingbirds are growing and they're growing in the nest, it says, this writer said, or this or whatever website said, that they pick up an awareness of hearing the mother's wing, and they recognize her wing sound, and they recognize her. He said when they feel the wind off her wing, their heads pop up and the mouth opens up. I know it's feeding time, honey. And there's some times I've been in the nest, amen, hungry and helpless. But thank God I felt the wind. I seen His wing, and it's like it swept through. My mouth came open, amen. The wings began to flap. I said, God, feed me. Hallelujah. Isn't that a blessing? Nature teaches us some things on its own if we just pay attention. You don't see hummingbirds and crows flying together. Just thought I'd throw that in. Thought I'd just, while I was there, let you know that. Oh, there's a building of that nest, the protection of that nest. And them birds, they come in. And I've been in some boring services. I ain't talking about just outside of my church. In our church, I've been in some services. Even after I preached, I spent it, wasn't that thing's awful. But it all makes a difference when the wind blows. There are too many people that's chasing an unfamiliar sound, but thank God I'm glad I know the Savior's voice. Amen. I'm glad my spirit bears witness with that of the Lord. Amen. Hey, He dwells on the inside, and when He's a passing by, honey, I may not feel that way for a week or for a month, but thank God I want to be there when He shows up, when He's passing by. Yeah, I want to be in the nest when Mama Bird comes by feeding us. Too many want to ride to church when everything's going good. Ah, Everything's blessed, happy, everybody loving one another, fellowshipping, ain't nobody hating one another. But what about them times when it does get a little dry? You can't just pull up states and go down to this charismatic crowd and run down there because you can feel something. I can grind my fingers across chalkboard and make you feel something. I can grind my teeth and make you feel a little bit. That's what we're going for, is a feeling. Amen. I won't know when I stay in the nest. At any moment, they don't know when she's coming. They don't know when she'll be back. But they do know she's coming. And she'll come right on time. And as soon as she shows up, they don't wait for her to get in the nest. They just automatically say, give me more. Problem us, we don't recognize him anymore. We don't want him anymore. Can I share with you this, and I don't know how much this I'll get. Problem is, some of these hummingbirds, their lifespan, majority of them, many of them don't last but a year. Many of them die within the first year of birth. Sad, isn't it? I don't know how many's come through Liberty, but I know there's been several through the years that came through Calvary. They was in for a little while, and then all of them ain't lost. There's a couple of them really got in. I believe they really got in. But okay, getting them saved is just part of it. Amen. There's some growing in that nest. They're not hatched in that nest, and all of a sudden Mama Bird picks them up and chunks them. They drop. Tonight we need to be careful that when they come in and get saved, that somewhere along the way we don't push them out of the nest and choke them with food they can't handle. We said that hummingbird and get that stuff and she'll gurgitate that stuff and she'll stick her beak down in that mouth of that hummingbird way down. Amen. To the point like that doctor puts that popsicle stick in your throat and makes you gag. Amen. Right there. But she does it in a way that she can feed it down right there. So they'll feed off of it, not have choke on it. Should rest. But here's this. Said these hummingbirds, this'll hurt us. Said these hummingbirds are very inquisitive birds, they're curious birds. Our word is nosy. Busybodies. Anybody ever? You said it don't take long. I know I was in the right place. I said their tongue has the longest part of them. I knew the Lord had tagged it right when Listen, be careful what you say. Be careful what you stick your nose in. Amen. Sometimes the less you know, better off you are. Most time it is that way. Can I check? I'm gonna preach on this two thoughts and I'm finished. I could go on. I preached on two services at our church. I want you to get it. I don't want you to go home and say, that preacher doesn't know what he's talking about. But I want to talk about their food source. See, these hummingbirds just don't fall for anything. They like the color red. That's a favorite color of mine. They don't like black. Remind me to come back to this point. But I got to tell you this. You won't find a hummingbird walking. You'll always find the hummingbird in flight or perched by the nest or at the feeder. It don't walk around in the filth and the dirtiness in this world. It's a bird that rises above the other birds. His feet ain't made for walking. He's made for flying. Thought I'd throw that in there. Hey, if you walk around this whole world getting dirty, the Lord's telling you, hey, He don't want you to get all dirty in this society, friend. He won't see. God does expect us to live a clean life. Matter of fact, these hummingbirds, man, I can't help. These hummingbirds have an oil gland back around their on their back. That's when they get into bathing and they like to run through water. And it said after they cake spots, they get that oil. It'll come out. It'll begin to color them feathers up and get them shining again. Hey, I think that Holy Ghost represents that oil. There's some places I've tried to clean and I just can't clean. But thank God the Holy Ghost gets down in those parts.
that I can't reach. But with the Word of God, it gets to the depths and the center of my soul. Honey, it cleans us up tonight. Some of you probably going to correct me here in a minute, but these hummingbirds have what they call, what's that word? Some a long word for their feathers that don't glow, iridescent or something like that. But basically, the feathers don't put off that light, that brightness, until they get toward the sun. Our church is not going to shine. There's going to be nothing about us. No color, no flavor, no life until we get clean and we pour our hearts toward the sun. Amen. And let our little light shine. We want to hide it. Have I convinced anybody to go buy a hummingbird feeder yet? Thank God. I love them. And I even got my kids watching them. Check this out. They're looking for a reliable food source. They're looking for one that they can depend on. One that's going to be full. One that's going to have some nectar when they get there. Hey, they will eat an insect. They will eat something like that. But honey, they don't want it. That ain't what they're... Hey, the church don't want leftovers. The church don't want the things of this world. Hey, we need the sweet nectar of the rose of Sharon tonight. We need there the lily of the valley. We need the nectar tonight to feed us. Listen. Check this out. These hummingbirds, they don't like Kool-Aid. You can't put Kool-Aid in that little feeder. No. You can't put sweet and low and equal. You can't put all that artificial stuff in there. No. They want that pure, granulated sugar, honey. They want the real stuff. And I've come to find out if somebody ever gets really born again and they get in the church, they won't want no artificial flavoring. They won't want another Bible. They won't want no other singing. They'll just take God. That's what they'll take. And old-time preaching. Hey, we've tried to feed them everything else, hadn't we? They've done everything in our area from give Harley Davidson's away. I thought about joining that church. Thought about getting that Harley for him. They've done everything. Raffing off this and anger, whatever the case is, but they got all kind of stuff going on except good old-fashioned worship and preaching. We got a little old church on the side of the road. It's not a big, Lord, you can probably put four of our churches in there. Soon to be five. But honey, today, of course, it was probably because we fed groceries after, so we had fellowship. You know, everybody comes out of the wood, come eating day. I don't know where all these people come from. Yeah. Boy, that church was filled to capacity. I mean, loaded down. Every Sunday we do our best to sing out them old hymn books, preach out that King James Bible, honey. I ain't running a competition and trying to compete with the world, honey. If they come to Calvary, they'll come to get in the nest. They'll come get the pure Word of God. Hey, we ain't going to give them nothing artificial. Tonight you ought to thank God. Let me get this while this thought crossed my mind about your man of God. They're very protective of their food source. Littlest birds you'll come across. But honey, you get close to their bird feeder. Son, them two birds, they'll get out by my window, man, they'll just go at it. I mean, one's up there. He done got so close to that feeder. I mean, his nose is biting about to. Let me tell you something, Liberty. I done spit all over his microphone. Tell you something. You better protect this place. This is where you're getting fed at. You better take care of the man of God. You better take care of his wife. You better take care of your Sunday school teachers, your deacon board. I'm talking about every blade of grass on however many acres y'all got here. Hey, you better protect this place. This is God's ground. This is a nest He's put you in. Amen. Don't belittle it. Don't wait till they got it. They don't wait till it's polluted before they do something, honey. They go flying in before it ever gets there. Friend, they want somebody to know. You ought to let Bound know. We ain't for sale. We're going to stop you at the road. We're not going to put up with the garbage of society. I mean, they can ping, politic, and protest, and march all they want to down 166. Hey, but they ought to leave this parking lot alone because this is God's ground. And honey, there better be a host of hummingbirds to swoop by this nest and take care of your food source tonight. Amen. 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 The man, he said them birds are independently, fiercely aggressive. I like it. God didn't call us to be a doormat. Honey, He told us to fight the good fight of faith, contend for it. If you're going to contend for it, you got to contend against something. Amen. We done got love. I'm caught up with this love. Love wins. Love won at Calvary. I do know that. But friend, hey, my job is to stand for the church, preach the Word of God, defend the food source until it's time for the church to get out of here. Amen. I'm dragging up in here thinking, hey, this nest owes you something. I wasn't going to be ugly tonight. But honey, this nest ain't your nest. This nest belongs to God. I don't care if your name's on every window, every door in here. Amen. On every pew. And thank God this nest don't belong to your grandparents. This nest belongs to God. He put it together. It's in His heart. And you just need to worship Him. Amen. Had a man tell me he wouldn't join our church one time, Brother Ray, because he said his mama would roll over in her grave because she was a Methodist. He said she'd roll over in her grave if she knew I joined this church. I said, would to God. Would to God. I never had to ask him to join the church, first of all. I don't roll out the red carpet and say, here, come one, come all. I don't do it. You ask the folks here, they've been there probably a year or two, it seemed like, before they ever even. And sometimes I preach, hey, I told them to their face, I tried to run them off. I did. I preached so hard, I tried to run them off. I don't like it when I see a bunch of folks start coming in. Amen. It makes me nervous. Y'all hear that, didn't you? Praise God. Hey, you put that on the preacher right there. I love these people. Man, they came in that church. Honey, they put their hands to the plow. I mean, they got to working. I mean, they painted the whole tabernacle out back, tore the walls out on the fellowship hall, painting everything in there. I'm like, hey, y'all making me, y'all better slow down, man. I ain't never had nothing like that. Thank God there's some folks interested in keeping the nest together. Nest ought to look right. It ought to be pretty. It ought to be clean. It ought to be well kept. Honey, this ain't no, you ought not walk out of the nest. Here, get this. That's amazing. Hummingbird, little chicklets, whatever you call them, little birds. They don't like waste in the nest. They do whatever they got to do to get it out. Hey, can I tell you them songbook holders in here ain't for your peppermint paper. Hey, it ain't for your fingernail clippings, man. It ain't to stick your gum in, so whoever comes by here and cleans this church, leaving all your snot rags. Hey, thank God for snot. Hey, in the church house, thank God for tissue. But take that mess home with you. Lord, let me go. Food source reliable. It's refreshing. Check this out. Hummingbirds have an excellent memory. They can remember every flower in which they've ever gotten nectar from. They can remember everywhere they've been and found nectar. There's some places in my life I remember I don't want to go back to. And then there's some places in my life I remember, hey, I want to go back. Hey, I like coming to Liberty, amen. There's nectar here at Liberty, amen. Hey, it's a food source, and I like it. Before they check out, and we're supposed to be finished. I am, I promise. If I leave you hanging, you'll want me to come back again. So I'll just leave you hanging. Before the birds take flight, it's just about getting flight season. Before they take flight, before they migrate, there's one favorite flower that they love more than anything. I said, preacher, what is it? I'm about to tell you. Just got to get enough wind in my sail to tell you. It's what you call a trumpet vine. I don't know about y'all, but I'm a perking up. I'm just kind of convinced we're getting late in the season. It's getting to the point where the signs of the times are around us. Amen. The Bible says to look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. Honey, I'm just about convinced, honey, as much as a hummingbird, their favorite place of nectar is a trumpet vine, I've come to find at the church house. I'm waiting to hear that old trumpet. I keep saying, check this out. Depending on who you read after, this is as true about the church as anything. Depending on who you read after, one person said, when come migrating time, they don't all migrate together. Some go early. Some go later. Sound like, you don't know if you're pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. You don't know. But they do all up in at the same place at some point. I do know this. There's going to come a day, and I know where I'm at. I ain't going to get it, but I do know, I believe when the trumpet sounds, we're going to get out of here and all hell's going to break loose down here. Better perk your ears up. It's getting close to checkout time. Them birds, them hummingbirds, the only bird. Most of these other birds, they gotta take a step or two before they fly. They gotta launch out. Not the hummingbird. Hummingbird right where it's at. Straight up. Right where it's at, no matter. It ain't gotta have a warning. It can't say 1, 2, 3, 4. No, honey, it's right there. 1 minute, hey, I can see that bird at that bird feeder, like boom, bam, he's gone. That tells me that's where the church is going to be. In the moment of a twinkling of an eye, friend, the dead Christ is going to rise. He says this, that we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet Him in the air, and so shall we. It ain't going to be a long, drawn-out thing, honey. 1 minute the world's going to see us, and then the next minute we're going to be out of here. I love Him, hummingbird. Question is, when we get here, are you ready to take flight? There's one, I think it's a ruby-throated a hummingbird. Said they'll fly from down here. Hey, they're only birds of the new world. The old world's like over yonder in the east. That's considered the old world. When Columbus came over here, he discovered a new world. I want to tell you, hey, I ain't one of them. I'm not a bird of the old world. I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me. Amen. Anyway, y'all didn't like that part so much. I don't like that old world, man. I like this new one that I'm in. You know what I'm saying? This one bird, it can fly 500 miles over the Gulf of Mexico. There's going to be a gulf between a group of folk. I'm glad when the Lord takes us to His shore. We're going to land safely on the other side. Preacher, I don't even know how to give an invitation here. Last thought and I'm finished. It's been documented that some of these birds, they were too weak to fly. They couldn't make the journey on their own. So come migrating time, said some of these geese or whatever come flying over. And one of them hummingbirds latched on to that goose. He rode that goose all the way to the other side. I'm telling you, there's a cloud I'm looking for. Jesus is a-coming. And I'm going to catch a ride as we get out of here.
Can't make this journey on my own. You can't make it tonight on your own. It's going to take that of the Lord to get you to the other side.